Today's daf is Chulin daf Yud Aleph. Now we are 23 lines from the bottom of daf Yud Amid Beis Minaha Milsa da Amir Abon. Today's daf is being learned as a schus before Shalema for Eliezer Yeshaya ben Brach. So I feel like we've been saying this a lot lately, but today's daf requires an asterisk. We mentioned it on daf Beis, on daf Vav, on daf Ches. It's equally, if not more true, for Chulin daf Yud Aleph. As a matter of fact, Chulin daf Yud Aleph is in the conversation of the most yesoidis digadaf in Shas. What's the topic? It's the laws of Chazaka and the laws of Roif. Now, why are we talking about Chazaka and Roif? So if you take a look at Rashi B'Tchilas HaSugya, Rashi says it's based on the fact that some of the halachas that we mentioned over the last two dafin relied very much on Chazaka. Specifically, on Daf Tes Amud Aleph, the Gemara brought Rav Huna's Memra, which said, Behema b'chayeha, b'cheskas isaroi medes, ad she'yivod alocha b'man nishchata. Nishchata harei b'cheskas heter, ad she'yivod alocha b'man nishchata. This halacha was melavos for a daf plus. It's predicated on the concept of chazaka. As a matter of fact, you see in Rav Huna's halacha that we rely on chazaka both lahachmer and lahakel. Behema b'chayeha b'cheskas iser, there's something called chazaka l'chumra. Nishchata harei b'cheskas heter, there's something called chazaka l'kula. Obviously, this is not the only place in Shas that you find the idea of Chazaka. But at the same time, it featured prominently right here in the last two dafin, and it's for that reason, Zokteh Garashi, the Gemara feels this is a good place to digress a little bit, take a few steps back, and discuss a little bit Minaha Milsa da Amir Abanan, Oiki Milsa Chazaka. Now, that explains why the Gemara is going to talk about Chazaka. But as we're going to see, it's two lines from the top of Daf Yud Aleph Amir Aleph. In the middle of the daf, the Gemara is going to say, Minaha milsa da amir abanan zil basa ruba. Chazaka we're talking about because that was a major part of the last two daf, and specifically Rav Huna's Memra and Daf Tes. But Roiv didn't seem to be featured disproportionately in these last Gemaras than it is in so many other places. So I understand why we're discussing Chazaka, why we're talking about Roiv. So Rashi addresses the question on the top of Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, and Rashi says, Aidi da'ayri b'minoha milsa de Chazaka, nakanamiha. Once we're talking about what's the makar to Chazaka, we might as well talk a little bit about what's the makar to Roiv as well. So according to Rashi, this epic sugya of Chazaka and Roiv, the sources of Chazaka and Roiv, that is the topic of Chulin Daf Yud Aleph. It's really behemshech to Rav Huna's Memra and Daf Tes. Rav Huna's Memra was very much negay the laws of Chazaka, and the Gemara felt kan hamakoyim tishtelzach a little bit to talk about what is the makar to Chazaka. Once we mention what the makar to Chazaka is, may inyan le'inyan very much, but is inyan, we also talk a little bit about what the makar to Roiv is. Now, Rashi's Mahalach, in terms of explaining why we're discussing Roiv, that it's all derech, agav of Chazaka, kemuvin is a little dachok. Because it's true, Roiv and Chazaka very much are bound by the hip. But there are other very important ideas that come to the party that Roiv and Chazaka attend. For example, there's an idea called Koroiv. There's a concept of Migu. Eidim, Eidechot. What's the tzad hashava of all the aforementioned? These are all oifanim of how we machriya sveikus. So you want to tell me derech agav, because we're going to mention Chazaka, which has some shaykhis to the beginning of Masachas Chulin, we're also going to mention Roiv. Well, why stop after Roiv? Why didn't the Gemara say Minaha Milsa, the Amir Rabbanan Zil Basa Karoiv? By the way, Karoiv is a big deal. There's a whole sugi in Bava Basra. Roiv v'Karoiv. Which one is Adif? Or why don't we say Minaha Milsa, the Amir Rabbanan, that there's a concept of Migu? Migu b'makim Chazaka, Migu b'makim Roiv. Right? All these ideas come together. Kemuvin, what Rashi is saying, although it's the Pshutei Shal Mikra in the Sugya, is a little bit dacha. If you take a look at the Chedushei Aran in the Sugya, the Aran says differently. The Aran says that just like in Rav Huna's Memra, we saw the idea of Chazaka, in Rav Huna's Memra, we saw the idea of Roiv as well. Why? What did Rav Huna say? Behema b'chayeo, b'cheskas Yisrael medes, ad she'ivad l'cha b'men nishchita. That's chazaka, chazaka, chazaka. So if you have a suffix right now in a shchita, it's pashit that the behema is going to be awesome. Why? Because before the shchita, the behema was awesome. Machlik is Rashi and Tosfos. Is it the Isser Eva Menachai, or is it the Isser Einoi Zavuach? But at the end of the day, it was for sure Becheskas Isser. Thus, you see the concept of Chazaka. What was the safe of Rav Huna? Nishchita, once you do the Shchita, Harehi Becheskas Heter, it's for sure Mutter, Ad Sheivad Alecha Bamen Nitrefa. Meaning, once there was a Shchita, if now it was Noilat Asafik, maybe the animal was a Trefa, so the animal is considered to be Becheskas that it wasn't a Trefa. Freik the Ran, Mechatesi. Mechatesi. Where's the Chazaka that it wasn't a Trefa? Maybe it was a treifa, and if it was a treifa, the shechita was never really matarid. And if that's the case, what does it mean? Nishchata harei becheskaset. Zokturan, what's the teretz? It's because roiv behemas are not treifas. Being that roiv behemas are not treifas, therefore, once you do the shechita, the animal's becheskas, that it's Mutter ba'achilo, and therefore, if it's noilat a suffix now, you're going to have a chazaka. But at the end of the day, that chazaka, Zokter Ran, is rooted in the fact that roiv animals are not treifas. If that's the case, Zokter Ran, in Rav Huna's halacha, you see side the concept of chazaka, and you see side the concept of roiv. That's why we're going to have a whole sugi here on Daf Yud Aleph. Again, with the Mahalach of Rashi, we're going back to Rav Huna on Daf Tes. But in Rav Huna Daf Tes, it's not just chazaka that we see Zokter Ran. You see chazaka and roiv, hence we're going to have the sugi of Minoha Milson, the Amr Abanon. Oiki Milsa Achazoke, and Minoha Milson, the Amr Abanon, Zilbasaru. Okay, so the Daf, as we'll see, is going to be made up of two parts, not two equal parts. The first part is going to be Minoha Milsa, the Amr Abanon, Oiki Milsa Achazoke. The second is going to be Minoha Milsa, the Amr Abanon, Zilbasaru. So we have to be makdim a little bit. This is the second introduction to the idea of Chazaka, and then Be'ezer Hashem, when we get up to the Rav part of the Sugya, we'll do a tiny bit of an introduction to Rav as well. When we talk about the word Chazaka, it can mean many different things. The Chazaka of Rav Huna was where something was established to be a certain way based on facts. Now it was noilat a suffix that maybe that changed. There's a concept of the last time I knew for sure what the status of this was, it was a certain way. We assumed the status quo, and as a result, there's an idea of, if I'm not sure what's going on, just assume that it is the way it always was. That's a concept of chazaka that's known as chazaka de meikara. And this idea of chazaka de meikara, by the way, you find it from a physical perspective and you find it from a halachic perspective. So there's a chazaka de meikara that we assume that if the mikveh had 40 saw, it still has 40 saw. Or there's a chazaka de meikara that if a person physically was of a certain way, then probably that didn't change. There's also a concept of chazaka de meikara as it relates to halacha. If something was tahar or tameh, if something was mutter or asr, we are allowed to assume the status quo. That's the concept of chazaka de meikara. But the bottom line is the first category of chazaka, le'inyonenu, is what's known as chazaka de meikara. The second is what's known as cheskas umdana. Cheskas umdana is also referred to as chazaka, but it's a completely different inyan. Cheskas umdana is that we assume certain chazakas, we assume people behave a certain way. And that's something that is machriya halacha. So for example, chazaka ein adam peireya choyvay toich zmanay, or chazaka ein adam meyes ponov bifnei bal choyvay. That has nothing to do with chazaka de meikara. There's no meikara in this case. We have absolutely no idea, no information, but there's a certain norm that chazal use the word chazaka to describe, and based on that norm, there's this concept of a cheskas umdana. Another concept of chazaka that you find is if something happens repeatedly, it establishes a chazaka. So, for example, a shor that shtoises three times goes from being a shor tam to a shor mu'ud. Ki yadu etz machlokes Rebbe and Rebbe Shimon Gamliel. How many times this pattern would have to repeat itself in order for chazaka to be established? Rebbe holds chazaka is b'shtayim. Rashbag holds that it's begimel. But that's also a word that is referred to as chazaka, but it's, again, it's not a chazaka de meikara, it's not a cheskas umdana either. There's something called a cheskas kinyan, right? Karka, for example, is niknis bekesef shtar v'chazaka. That's a completely different Indian. Not al gadar oparatz. But again, you find the word chazaka when you learn Masechtas Bava Basra, the third parak cheskas habatim. So the word chazaka gets thrown all over the place. That's a cheskas raya. The bottom line is, there are a lot of different types of chazaka. As it relates to our sugya that we're about to learn, the chazaka that we're focusing on is the chazaka that Rav Huna was talking about on Naftas. And that is the concept of a chazaka de me'ikara. That behemah b'chayel is b'cheskas iser. We know for sure this animal was aser. Last time we verified. Now we have a suffix. Is it still aser or is it not aser? There's a concept of leave it the way it was. And that's something that works lahachmer. It's something that works lahakel. It's that type of chazaka that our Gemara is going to zero in right now and focus on. Over the years, we've mentioned several times a very important maramakim. It's in the Chassam Sofer Lashas. It's right here in Chulin Daf Yura Midbeis with the Chassam Sofer. It talks about different types of chazakas. A lot of this tiny introduction that we just mentioned comes from that maramakim. Ayin Sham, it's top 10 maramakim, really, for people that learn all the yeshiva sugyas in terms of really, in a very, very clear way, crystallizing the differences between the different types of ideas that we find described as a chazaka. Either way, we already had two introductions to today's daf. So without further ado, zok de heilige gemar. No, milsa damer rabbanon, oiki milsa achazake. What is the makar to this that the rabbanon said, oiki milsa achazake? It's interesting, you find very often in Shas this idea, minoha milsa damer rabbanon, or, right, the idea, a lashon that the Rabbanon said this. Very often there's a shmooze. Does that mean that this is a Rabbanon diga halacha? Or could minoha milsa da'am Rabbanon be a deiraisa diga halacha? I think this Gemara is a raya berura that the word Amar Rabbanon doesn't necessarily mean that it's their chiddush, their creation, and that it's rabbinic in nature. It could be the Rabbanon were just telling you v'shteit n'teira. But minoha milsa d'amar Rabbanon, avad is not a din de Rabbanon. This is a din de raisa. So what is the makar in the Torah to the idea of oiki milsa achazake? By the way, Chassam Sofer says, even the words of the Gemara, oiki milsa achazake, just leave it as it was, meaning we're discussing here which type of chazaka, the chazaka de Meikara. It's learned out from the following pasuk. And if you didn't know this, this may come as a shock. Because really, if you were going to guess, this might be the last place in the Torah you would go to find the makar to the concept of chazaka de Meikara. It says in the Torah, v'yotza akoyin min habayis, el pesach habayis, v'hiskeres habayis shivasyom. So the context over here is where the bayis had a nega. So we know a person can be a mitzayra, a beged can become a mitzayra, and a bayis can become a mitzayra as well. The kohen is, of course, the authority of all things tzaras. You don't go to a doctor if you have tzaras. You went to the kohen if you had tzaras. Specifically, in this case, the kohen entered the house, and he saw that there was a nega. And based on what the Torah says he has to do, he has to close up the house for a week. He's going to inspect it in a week. He may have to close it for another week. And at some point, if it doesn't play out well, it's going to go from being a Mitzayra Musker to now a Mitzayra Muchlet. The bottom line is, we're discussing where the Kohen entered the house and he sees that there's a Nega. Zok the Torah, he leaves the house. He goes to the Pesach Habayis, the Hiskres Habayis. And then he literally, Rashi says, closes the door, keeps it locked, shivas yamim, and when he's outside the bayis, the Torah continues and says, he declares it as being in a state of tumah. It's not a state of vadai tumah, it's a state of tumas hesker. But the bottom line is, on some level, it's going to be tumah. Freaked, Reb Shmuel bar Nachmeni and the name Reb Yonason. How do you understand this halacha? Maybe by the time the kohen left the house, at that point, the shear of the nega was minimized a little bit. We saw what the shear is last week. It's a gris, but maybe it's not the same shear anymore. And if that's the case, it's not in a situation where it should become tame. So how's it possible that the way the house becomes a mitzayra, quote unquote, is when the kohen leaves the house, closes the door, and then determines it, It could be from the time that he saw it until he executed on it, the situation changed. El Olav must be Mishum Damrinin. It must be because since the last time he saw it, it was a shear of a gris. So there's something called Chazaka de Meikar, and as a result, we leave it the way it is. Just explain this a little bit better. Bishloima, if the Kohen was able to establish it as being a Mitzrayer while he's in the house. Okay, so he's looking it between the eyes, he sees it, not shrinking as a result. So he knows exactly what he needs to do. But being that the Torah says, V'yotza ha-koyim in ha-bayis. O-pesach ha-boyis, v'iskeres ha-bayis shevas yomim. He has to first leave. Well, if that's the case, maybe by that point, it's not this year anymore. Elamai must be, there's a concept of Oiki Milso Achazake. But the Gemara says, Maskaflor of Achar Bayakov, and the names matter. Rav Achar Bayakov asked, V'domo, I don't understand the raya. Maybe, Kigoyin Shiyotza derech ha-choyrov. Maybe the way this works is the Kohen walks out with his back leading the way to Kachazalei Kinafik, so that he's able to see everything that's going on. Meaning, it sounds like this Raya presupposes that this Kohen is going to leave the house the way people usually leave rooms. He's going to turn his back to the house and he's going to walk outside. Kederech HaMelech. But Mechatesi, that's what's happening. Maybe he's going to be Yotza Derech HaChayev. Like this, he's going to be able to see. But Enchanami, if he doesn't see it, he won't be able to establish it as it being a Nega. And the reason is because maybe you don't go Basa Chazaka. Amalei Abaya. Abaya told Rav Achar Bayakov, Shtei Tshuvas Bedavar. I have two problems with what you just said. Chada, number one, the Yetzia Derech HaChayev, Lo Yishma Yetzia. The Torah says V'yotza, and it has to mean that you're going in the regular way. We always speak out from Rabbi Chanan that whenever the Torah says something, the taich is to do it in the normal way, right? That's why if somebody eats shalaki derech achila, it's not called achila, because when it says achila, it means a regular achila. Yitzia means in the regular way. If somebody would leave, derech achayv lo shma yitzia. Oh, then besides, achayre yadeles ma yikila meima. At the end of the day, he's going to have to close the door, right? So when he closes the door, he could be going out this way or that way. It doesn't matter how he's going, or sideways. But lemaisa, once he closes the door, to the extent that it's behind the door, how is he going to see it? Now, if it's not behind the door, maybe he'll tell me he'll see it through a window. I don't know. But if it's behind the door for sure is closed off, right? So how's he going to see it if it's achayre yadeles? Lemaisa, it's muchach. There's no question in the world that you see from here, that there must be a concept of chazak. Now, Abaya continued, and he said, you'll tell me the pasach beikav. So maybe in a situation where the nega is behind the door, before the kohen's going to leave, he's going to make a window inside the door. Meaning, usually the door shouldn't have a window, but in this situation, Rasha, in order for him to be able to execute it, that's what he's going to do. So like this, he'll see it. Meaning, the only time you're ever going to be able to establish a bias as being a mitzayra is in the event that he sees it. What happens if it's a chari adeles? There it is. In that situation, you're going to open a little bit of window. But a bias said that's not possible, because for Tanan it's a Mishnah. Bias offel, in the event that there's a dark house, and when the Kohen walks in, he can't see it, right? This is before the light bulbs. Ain't poischon lechaloi nois. You're not let open up any windows. Lira says nigoy, to see the nega. Rashi says it's learned out from the pasuk kinega nearly babois, leave a loy loiri. But the bottom line is, you see, and now let it open up windows, so that can't be the Eitzah. So, Zokta Bayesh, Tei Tshuvas Bedavar. Number one, you're asking a Kasha, that what? Maybe he's going out backwards. Yitziah, in that way, is not Yitziah. And besides, it wouldn't even help you in the event that it's Achari Adels. And don't tell me you're going to open a window, because we know it's a Mishnah. That's not an option. Amalei Rava, so Rava turned to Abaya. And he told Abaya that you had Shtei Tshuvas and Rav Achar Bayakev. I'm not asking to either one. Niko Amri Yitziah, Derech Achariv, Lo Shema Yitziah. This that you're saying, the Yitziah, Derech HaChayiv is not called the Yitzi, it's not true. Kohen Gadol b'Yom HaKippurim Yochiach. You see from the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, the Chsiv Beikus, it says by him, the word Yitziah, it says V'yotza V'otza Es Oilasa. It's talking about when he was leaving the Kodesh HaKadosh. But tonight we learned in the Mishnah Masechtas Yuma, Yotza Bali Derech Tin Sasai, that the way the Kohen Gadol used to walk out of the Kodesh HaKadosh is the way Upkit and Yit and walk out of a Bis Medrash, right? You don't turn your back to the Aron Kodesh. The Kohen Gadol is not turning his back to the Aron, to Lufnai V'Lufnim. So you see clearly it says in the Torah V'yotza, yet for sure Chazal say he went derech nisos, which means he went derech achor. Udika amrin, and regarding the other taina, Rava told Abaya, and that is that even if he went derech achorav, what are you going to do if it's achor yadelas? And don't tell me he's going to open up a window. Why not? Because the Mishnah says, bayis ofel ein poischen bay chaloinois. That's not a tzushtal. Bayis ofel ein poischen chaloinois. Liris is nigoy. Although it's true, you're tining that there's such a Mishnah. Of a handy million, no one that's true. Hechad lo yischazek. That's if you don't know if there was ever a nega, if there was not a nega. So b'chai gavno, there's such a halacha. But hechad yischazek is chazek. But to the extent that we know that at one point it was for sure a nega, and now we're just trying to determine whether it went away or whether it spread or it didn't spread. Al ze loy nemar a Mishnah. The bottom line is, Rav Acher bar Yaakov had a kasha on the makor of Chazakas being from the parasha of Nagon. Abaye had shtei tshuvas on the kasha of Rav Acher bar Yaakov. Rava knocked out Abaye's taina, which means that he's really reinvigorating Rav Acher bar Yaakov's kasha. Right, so that's what we're holding. Where we're holding is Rav Acher bar Yaakov asked the kasha. Abaye said shtei tshuvas b'dava, but Rava knocked it out. So at the end of the day, what do we have? What we have is Rav Acher bar Yaakov's great sakasha. Rav Shmuel bar Nachmani Amar Rabbi Yonasan said that what's the makar to the concept of chazaka? It's learned out from Nigei Batim, Maskefla, Rav Acher bar Yaakov, Viduma Kagan Shayotza, Derech Achayrav. Right? That's essentially where we are. Zokta Gemara stating that Tanya the like Rav Acher bar Yaakov. We have a Mufurish of Raisa, not like Rav Acher bar Yaakov. The Pasuk says, Viyotza Koyen Min Habayas. What's the Hemshach of the Pasuk? It says, El Pesach Habayas. Now, from the fact that it says, you would think that the person should go all the way to his own house and then he can do it. No, he can't go home. Right? The Kohen, when he leaves, can't go home, have lunch, and then, no. You leave El Pesach HaBayis. That's where this happens. You would think he should literally be underneath the Mashkoif, right? He should literally be in the doorway. Talmud Loimar, it says, Min HaBayis. Ad sheyetze min HaBayis kulay. Okay, so what is it? Meaning it's a little bit tricky just from reading the Pasuk. It says, V'yotza HaKoyin Min HaBayis, which means he leaves the entire house, but then it says he goes to Pesach HaBayis. It sounds like he's still somewhat in the house. At the very least, he's in the Pesach HaBayis. Says the Braisa, let me tell you how this works. Oymei Betzad HaMashkev, he stands right next to the Mashkev, Umasker, and then he goes ahead and he does the Skira. So you want to know the real way of how this Segira is supposed to take place. It's supposed to be as mentioned, Uminayin zok de brayse shem holach l'toich beisoy v'hisker, that in the event that he went to his house and then he did the hisker, oisha amad b'toich habayis v'hisker, or if he stood in the bayis, or some have the gersi he stood underneath the mashker. How do you know in all these cases shehesker roy musker that it works? Tamalim v'hisker as habayis mikol makom. The Torah says the words v'hisker as habayis after v'yotza koyim and habayis l'pesach habayis. It says the word habayis again. That's how the rishonim are mafarish. That's an extra word to teach me that doesn't matter where he did it, at the end of the day it's going to be okay. But what do you see from here? What's the Tanya, the like Rav Acher bar Yaakov? You see with Furish that if he would go home and he would do it, it would be okay. Rav Acher bar Yaakov said, maybe we don't go Basa Chazaka. And maybe he has to see it. How's he going to see it? He's going to go backwards. What if it's Acher Yadelis? You'll make a window. The Mishnah that says you can't do it, that's when you don't know if there was ever a neg. But once you know there's a neg, maybe at that point you're allowed to open up a window. Yeah, but what are you going to do with this Braisa? This Braisa says he could be home. And what if he lives on the other side of the neighborhood? Afilo Achi, it's going to be okay. Zokhtimar Rav Acher bar Yaakov. How's he going to answer this? Maybe Acher bar Yaskinen, where the Kohen knows for a fact that it's okay, there's going to be a whole assembly line of people that are going to say, it's still good, I'm going to call him on the phone, I'm going to, whatever, we'll figure out a way to make sure he knows. I mean, akasha famaisa, but enachinami, if he doesn't know about it, it's not going to be okay. Meaning, all the braisa is being machadish, is he doesn't have to be literally betzad amashkif. If he's in the bias, b'dievet, it's fine. If he's underneath the mashkif, b'dievet, it's fine. If he's in his own bias, b'dievet, it's fine. You have a kasha if he's in his own bias, he doesn't know what's going on? No, kagain. We'll make up a mashal, the kain midar, the garvi. There's a row of people and they're telling him exactly what happened. But at the end of the day, from Azak Kasha, Startmanish. And from Azak Kasha, we're definitely not going to knock out Rav Acher bar Yaakov. It's interesting. If you think about what we just learned, which by the way, concludes the Chazaka part of today's daf, until the raid that is. But if you think about what we just learned, so we had a makar to the idea of Chazaka. It's learned out from the parasha of Nigei Batim. Rav Acher bar Yaakov came and he asked a great sakasha. Abaye tried defending it. Rava says, I don't agree with your defense. Nothing more about a braisa that was not like Rav Acher bar Yaakov. But the Gemara seemed to reject that as well, meaning Rav Acher bar Yaakov is still standing, which really would leave us with Adam Akar, right? Doesn't it sound that way? If you learn the Gemara, just posh it. It sounds like we had a havamin of a geshmak and Makar, but at the end of the day, Rav Acher bar Yaakov seemed to have knocked it out. Stating that, at the end of the day, The Makar to Chazaka is Chulin Daf Yud Amud Beis. It is the parsha of Nigei Batim. It's these words: V'dilma Adenafik V'asa Batzalei Sheyuga Elalam Mishum Damrin and Oikah Chazaka. So as much as in the Cheshbon of the Gemara, you don't see it necessarily, but this is the way it is. There's another takeaway that's very, very important that needs to be mentioned, and that is, if you take a look at Rashi. Rashi Dibra Maschel Tanya Deloiker of Achabar Yaakov. It's four lines from the bottom of the Afyur on the base. Zok Teilig Rashi Tanya Deloiker of Achabar Yaakov. Who said what? Who said what? Who asked the kasha on Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmeni Amar Rabbi Yonasan? Who had a problem with this being the makar to Chazaka? Rashi says very sharp. Rashi who says that we don't rely on Chazaka by Nigei Batim. Sounds a little bit from Rashi, that Rashi is saying that the takeaway of the sugya is the Rav Acher by Yaakov doesn't hold of Chazaka. Now it only sounds a little bit that way, it's not muchach, because you could say what Rashi means to say is, that there's no hechrach, that the way the parish of Nigei Batim works is with Chazaka. But if you take a look at Rabbeinu Gershom, on the side of the Gemara, Rabbeinu Gershom, Dibra Maschel, Rav Acher by Yaakov says, D'loi sfira le d'oikim milsa achazaka. Rav Acher ben Yaakov does not hold of the concept of Chazaka. That's a Dover Nifla. As a matter of fact, if you take a look at Toisvis on the top of Yud Aleph on the base, Dibra Maschum Minoham Nilsa, it's the second Toisvis. Toisvis over there, we'll speak out the Toisvis later, but in Toisvis it's Mavur that, according to Rav Acher ben Yaakov, who didn't agree with the source of Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmeni Amar Rabbi Yonasan, that we learn Chazaka from Nigei Batim, he's going to have to hold that the Makar to Chazaka is Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. But don't walk away from the sugya thinking that Rav Acher ben Yaakov doesn't hold of Chazaka to Makar. And really, at first glance, it sounds like there's a Machlokes Rishonim right here on the page. We didn't even go to the Koivitz yet. But right here on the page, today's daf needs a Koivitz. It sounds like there's a Machlokes Rishonim whether or not Rav Acher ben Yaakov Shnita is that Avada this Chazaka, Narvas, you learn it from somewhere else. Or it could be there's an Amir in the world whose name is not Rav Acher ben Yaakov. His name is Rav Acher ben Yaakov, who holds that there's no such thing as a Chazaka. It's Kamat Mefurish Rabbeinu Gershom. It's very mashma that way in Rashi. Toysvis state Mefurish, not that way. By the way, I'm Ben Rashon, that Toysvis, if you want to see it a little bit better. But the bottom line is, this is something that we need to get back to, and the Izra Hashem, we will. Either way, we now turn our attention to the second and somewhat longer part of today's daf, and that is Minaha Milsa de Amir Abanon Zil Basar Ruba. So another one of the halachis revachis bi Yisrael is the concept of roif. And just like Chazaka, the word roif means different things in different sugyas. So for example, there's a concept of roif which says that if I have a suffix, so you know, I could always assume that the roiv is correct. For example, if you have a bezdin and some dayanim see it this way, other dayanim see it another way, so we have a right to assume that whatever the majority believes, that's probably the way it is. Similarly, if I have something in front of me, I don't know where it came from, I have a right to assume that it probably came from the roiv. What's known as called the parish, May Ruba Parsh. So there's an idea of Roiv where I have a suffix in front of me right now. So if I know the Roiv is a certain way, that gives me a gerecht to assume that way. That idea of Roiv, by the way, comes in two forms. It could wear two hats. It could be a Ruba de Isa Kamon, or it could be a Ruba de Lesa Kamon. Ruba de Isa Kamon is where I see the Roiv. I'm looking at it. I see the Bez and Shal Chav Gimel. I see Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda. I'm looking at each one. And I see the ones that are saying Zaka, I see the ones that are saying Chayiv. But whoever the Roiv is, I'm looking at them. Or the classic case of Roiv throughout Chas that will be introduced to in 1 second, and that is I find a piece of meat, and there were 9 chanuyos. There were 9 chanuyos in the store that sold kosher meat, and one of them that sells non-kosher meat, where I'm allowed to assume that this meat came from one of the 9 chanuyos, not from the one based on the concept of called the parsh meruba parsh. Again, that's a situation where I see all the chanuyos, and as a result, that's a ruba de isa kaman. This type of roiv could also come in the flavor of a ruba de leisa kaman. So, for example, if there's a child and we have a suffix, is this child a saris, if he's a boy, or an islandess, or if she's a girl? Most people are not srisim, or islandesses. Thus, there's an idea of going Basarai. Now, over there, you don't see the Ruba da Alma that are not Sarisim or they're not islandesses. But afilo achi, there's an idea that you go Basarai even when I don't have the Rav in front of me. That's what's known as Ruba da Leis Kamon. But the two Ravs are really one and the same. And that is, there's an idea that I'm allowed to assume Rav. There is a huge nuance between where the Rav is Isa Kamon versus where the Rav is Lesa Kamon. There's another concept of Rav. And that is bittel b'roiv. So if I have a taruvois, a tipas basar falls into a k'teras basar, a tipas chala falls into a k'teras basar, so there's an idea of bittel b'roiv. The davar mu'ud is bittel to the davar roiv. Halacha revachi b'Yisrael, how many sugis and shas b'fradin, our mesachta chulin, deal with this idea. And there's a concept that's known as bittel b'roiv. There's another idea of roiv, and that is Rubai Kekulai. So where Chazal say that you have to do something or you're not allowed to do something, do I have to do all of it? Or as long as Rav is there, if I have Rav, I shisha mispalel him, so to speak. That would be Keilu. I have the entire thing. So again, just like Chazaka, there are many different types of Ravs. The Gemara now is going to ask, Minaha Milsa, the Amar Rabbanan Zilbas Aruba, which Rav are we discussing? We're discussing not bittel b'roiv, that we're going to get to. We're discussing not rubai kekulai, that's primarily a sugya mesechta's nazir from all places. What we're discussing over here is the idea that when there's a suffix, when in doubt, we're machria sfeikis based on assuming that whatever happened is in line and consistent with the majority. It's the idea of Rav being mevaris sfeikis. And again, without further ado, zok the heilige gemara. Minoha milsa dam rabbanan zil basaruba. What is in the makarta? This is that the rabbanan said zil basaruba freik the gemara minolan. Seriously, did I hear right? Did I hear right? You're not sure what the makar to Rav is? The chsiv, it says, Achrei Rabim Lahatis. When we learned Chazak, it was a little bit of a sugya, because the Torah doesn't say Chazak anymore. But Achrei Rabim Lahatis is a pasuk in the Torah. What's Achrei Rabim Lahatis? If Bezdin convenes and there's a dispute amongst the Dayanim, so you assume they're right. But the point is, it's a mefurish pasuk, Zakhti Gemar. Ruba the Issa, come on. Where the Rav is in front of me, I can stare at the Rav. Kigoin, Teisha Chanuyos. Like the case of Teisha Chanuyos that we mentioned a second ago. The Sanhedrin, or the Dayanim on the Sanhedrin, like Kami Boyalan. That's a pasuk in the Torah. Ki kami ba'ilon. But the shail of the Gemara was Ruba the lesser come on. What about where it's a Ruba the lesser come on? Kigon katan v'ktana. That's the case that we mentioned earlier. And it's negay specifically whether a katan could do yibum or a ktana could be misyabemes. Will be the reason not? Because a saris can't do yibum and an islanders can't do yibum, which means that in the event that a saris or islanders do yibum, that being pegeya be'ishes achshu loibim makim mitzvah. And if that's the case, it's a chayvei krisus, right? Kamuvin, that would be a very, very har bezach. And it's for that reason, this machlikis tanum, whether it's shayich for a katan and a ktana to do yibun or not. Bottom line is, we know that the shita sachachomim al kopan, we'll see more about this later, but the shita sachachomim is that a katan could do yibum and a ktana could be misyabemis. And the reason is because you go by the rov that most ktanim are not going to be srisim and most ktanois are not going to grow up to be an islandist. Thus, you see, you go by the rov even though the rov is lesser kaman. So zok the gemara vada, the fact that rov is mevaris fake is when I could see the rov, ruba disa kaman, that's pshita. But the shailas, what about a ruba the lesser kaman? Zok the gemara, amar abalazar, and really before the words amar abalazar, it should say simin's man shvach. Mechanish. So what's this simen? Believe it or not, it's a simen for 10 amayram. It's 10 letters, 10 amayram. And these 10 amayram are going to be the 10 answers to this kasha. So whereas it's related to chazaka, minoha milsa, dam rabbanan, oiski milsa a chazaka, there was one makar, but a kasha no less on that makar. That didn't seem like we really got out of too smoothly. When it comes to Rav now, the Gemara is going to bring like pachis from 10 makars, which by the way is the reason that the Rav part of the sugya is longer than the chazaka part of the sugya. It's not because Rav is more lumdish, but the reason the Rav part of the sugya is longer is simply we have more sources. We have 10 makaris to this idea of minoha milsa da'am rabbanan zilbas ruba. Again, ruba the lesa kamon, because ruba the isa kamon, we're not having this conversation. That's a pasuk in the Torah, Achrei Rabim Lahatis. Either way, Zok the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Laz. Rabbi Laz is the first pshat, he's the Zion of Zman. Asya Mereisha Shalayla. You want to know what the Makar is? We learn it out from the head of the Karben Oyla. The Amakra, the pasuk says, V'nitach Oysel in Sochya. We know that the Karben Oyla was unique, we'll try to do this quickly, in that the Karben Oyla had a special mitzvah called nituach. Hefshet v'nituach. What's the nituach? The oila had to be chopped up in a certain way. Now, Chazal said, oisol in a sachem, v'loin is sachehol in a sachem. One of the halach is, in the mitzvahs nituach is, you cut it once, but you can't dice it. You can't make it into very, very small pieces. Now, part of the mitzvah of nituach was to sever the head of the carbon oil. Being that you mekayim a mitzvah nituach when you sever the head, and there's a din of oisol in nesach, v'loy nesachel in nesach, that means you can't cut the head a second time. Taina's Rabbi Loz, is a little bit of a problem with that. Because v'necha shema nikav krum shal mayach. One of the yudches treifas that are discussed in Perek Eilu Treifas is that if there's a hole in the membrane surrounding the brain, that would make the animal into a treifa. Now, you can't go and chop up the head and cut through the skull to see whether or not there's a nekev in the krum of the mayach as it relates to this carbon oila. And the reason is because there's a din of v'nitach oisol in sachel, oisol in esachim, v'loy nesachel in esachim. And if that's the case, that poses a big problem. Because you know you can't put a treifa on the mizbech. How do you know this animal's not a treifa? Let's explain this a little bit better. When you have shechitas chulin, so you shecht an animal, so you have to be baitik to yud ches treifas. One of the bedikas are, you have to make sure there's no nekev in the krum of the mayach. But when it comes to the carbon oilo, where there's a mitzvah nituach, and part of mitzvah nituach is to cut off the head, which means you can't cut the head a second time, you have no way of doing this bedika. So how do you have a right to put it on the mizbeach? Maybe it's a treifa. Said Rabbi Loza, el mishum damin, zil basaruba. Probably because you go basaruba. What's the roiv? Roiv animals are not treifas. Bottom line is, you see over here that there's a roif. Now, those roif animals that are not treifas, are they all in front of you? Are you looking at them? Of course not. That's a ruba the lesser, come on. That's not like the Sanhedrin. That's not like the Teisha Chanuyas. So you see clearly that you go bust a ruba the lesser, come on. But the Gemara says, I don't think there's a hechrach. Me, my. Maybe what the Kayan would do is, after he severed the head of the oila, he would cut it again and cut it in a way that he'd be able to see. Aye, what's the problem? I thought you're not allowed to cut it a second time. Could be. Maybe that's only an issue if you're going to sever it 100%. But in the event that it's still going to be attached a little bit less, bamba, at that point it's not going to be an issue. I mean that at that point it's not going to be an issue, that would be the Eitzes. Rabbi Loza said, what's the makar that you go past the Ruba the Lesser? Come on, you learn it out from the Roish of the Oila. How do you know that it's not a treifa? You can't cut it. That's what you would usually do. Oh, must be Zilbasaruba, the Lesser. Come on, of roiv animals are not being treifas, but the Gemara was doich. It could be you can cut it. Aye, isn't that a violation of doing a double nituach? That's only if you're mechatech legamri. But if you're not going to be mechatech legamri, that means it's not going to be an issue. Mar brei deravino, mar zok the Gemara. Mar brei deravino. That's the mem of zman. He said a second shot. Asim mishviras etzem bePesach. You learn it out from the halacha that you're not allowed to break the bone of a carbon pesach. Tamarach one of the Torah says etzem leisish beru. But if that's the case, v'necho shem enikav krum shal mayach carbon pesach, you have the same exact issue. It says ve'etzem loy sishbruba. You can't just go ahead and break bones. It means you can't crack the skull of the carbon pesach. Now, if that's the case, you have no way of doing the bedika on the mayach to make sure there's no nekev in the krum. So, how do you have a right to go be makdir now the carbon pesach? Maybe it's a treifa. Again, it's the same makar, but it's not from the head of the oil. It's from the head of the carbon pesach. But the bottom line is, you see, you go basarov, that animals are not treifas, even though it's Ruba the last come up. The Gemara says, Mimai, Dilma de Manach Gumrisa Aleva Kalile. Maybe you do an inspection. There is some diagnostic that's done on the animal to make sure that nothing happened to the krum of the mayach. How are you going to do it? You're not going to break the bones. How are you going to get into the mayach? The answer is, you're going to put a burning coal there. You're going to burn the bone. And that's okay. I can't break it, but I can burn it. Yes, the Tanya we learned to the Brisa. Mechatech begidin. If somebody is mechatech not the atzomos of the Pesach, but the gidin, or the hasayrif ba'atzomos, that's what we need. If somebody goes ahead and he burns the atzomos, ain't blame mishum shviras etzem, there's no problem with shviras etzem. The bottom line is, there is in Eitzah, Rav Nachman by Yitzchak Amar, this is the Nun of Zman. I have a third makar. Asya me'alya. It's learned out from the tail, Rashi says, of the Shlomim and the Chatas. Shlomim Rachmanu, the Torah says, Chelbay ha'alya tamima. The Torah says that when it comes to the sheep, right, the keves or the ayal of a Shlomim and a Chatas, so part and parcel of what went on the Mizbeach as part of the Haktara was the Alya, right? It was the tail. That was all included in it. Now, it says that it had to be Tamima, which means that you couldn't just break it. What's the problem? One of the bedikas that the boydik, the sheikhid, has to do when he shechts an animal is he has to go through the chut hashedra and he has to make sure that there's no issues. Now, the chut hashedra is the spine. It goes all across the back of the animal and it goes all the way into the alya. That's how far it goes. Now, if you're not let it break the area of the alya, so that area, that's the alya, is going to have a chelik of the chut hashedra, and that chelik of the chut hashedra, you're not going to know whether there's a trefa or not. So, hey, let it put it on the mizbeach. You're being makter without doing the full bedika. Must be there's a rave. What's the rave? Again, rave animals are not trafe. It's a ruba, the less come on, but at the end of the day, you see it's something that you're allowed to do. But the Gemara says, maybe you'll be doich, you'll tell me. Maybe what you're going to do is when you cut the alya, you're going to cut it all the way on the bottom of the chut hashedra. Rashi explains this, that we're going to see in Perikei L'Treifis, the chut hashedra is divided into three groups. The lowest group is the most kuladik as it relates to the laws of treifis. So as long as you're going to cut it all the way on the bottom, so over there, Ayin Rashi, you're not going to have to worry about there being an issue. But the Gemara says it's not an Eitzah anyways. And the reason is because it says Mefurish in the Pasuk, regarding the Chilbay Ho'alyo, Tamima, that it has to be Lu'umas, that's the area that it has to be. And what does that mean? It means next to the nidin, next to the kidneys, right? The kidneys in Chazal are yoyatzois. So it has to be in that area. That's what's learned out from ha'atzah. The bottom line is a little higher up, a little higher up. A neck of it ready is going to knock it out. So the bottom line is, that's not going to be in Eitzah. So the Gemara says, Rav Nachman by Yitzchak said, this is my makar. My makar is, I learned it from the alya of the chattas and the shalom. How you let it put on the mizbech? It has to be tamimo. You're not doing any bedika to make sure that there's nothing wrong with the chut hashedra. And don't tell me you cut it all the way on the bottom where there's no issue anyways, because it has to be l'umas ha'atzah, says the Gemara. Mimai duma de pasach le'ubadak lo. The Gemara says, I don't know if that's an issue. Maybe l'oilam you're going to open up the alya, and you're going to look at the chut hashedra, you're going to make sure there's no problem with it. V'mishum t'mima. Why do you think it's not an option? Because of t'mima. Maybe hani mili. Could be that's only an issue. That's only if you cut the gamri. The life, less than bubble, like we mentioned earlier, that to the extent that it's life, to the extent it's going to be a little bit of a tach, at that point, it won't be an issue. Either way, this concludes the first of the three words that we used in our siman, zman. By the way, if you take a look at the Chasam Sofer Alashas right here in Chulin, he makes a big deal of that the reason the siman was divided into three words, because even though it's 10 Makairis, but it's three groups of Makairis, Ayin Sham. But the first three, it's pretty obvious what they have in common. They're all Kachem Digga Makairis. The first one was, we learn it from the Roish of the Karban Ayla. The second one is, we learn it from the Roish of the Karban Pasach. The third one was, we learn it from the Alya of the Chatas and the Shlomim. And notice, by the way, we would doicha all three. At the end of the day, there's no real raya from the Roish of the Ayla. What was the raya? You're not going to be able to chop it up a second time. How do you know that there's no issue with the krum of the mayach? Maybe you'll open it a little bit, but it'll still be attached. Etzem leisish berubay. How do you know that there's no issue with the krum of the mayach of the Karban Pesach? Maybe you're going to put a burning hot coal, and we know if somebody served that summons, that's not an issue. The alya, how do you know there's no problem with the chut hashedra all the way on the bottom? Again, maybe, even though it says tamima, but you'll keep it attached, but at the same time, you'll open it enough that you'll be able to look inside. The bottom line is, the three makaris were all kachem digga makaris, and all three of them were nitcha. Second the Gemara. Second group, shvach. Rav Sheishas berei the Rav Yidizdashin of shvach amar. We learned it from the Egla Rufa. The Amrachman of the Pasuk says, Ha Arufa Kishehi Shleima. It says in the Torah, Ha Egla Ha Arufa. The way Rashi learns this is that the animal, after its Arufa, has to be the same ha'egla. And just like the ha'egla had to be a sholem, so too, after that rufa, besides for the fact that it's, right, beheaded, right? I mean, other than that, it's shlema. But again, ha'arufa k'shi shlema tahava teaches me that it has to be a sholem. What's the problem? That means you're not doing any bedikis to figure out whether or not it's a treifa. Isn't that a problem? You can tell me my nafgamino. Whoa, one second. I understand why treifa was a sugya when you were dealing with the head of the oil, the head of the pes, or the alya of the chattas and the shlovim. But the egla rufus, who said the egla rufus is not allowed to be a treifa? The Gemara says, no, it has to be, because Amri debay Rabbianai kaparik siba kakachem. It says kapar lamcha Yisrael, and we learn from there a lot of halachas. One of the halachas is that it has to be mamish like kachem, meaning it's not allowed to be a treifa. So the bottom line is, from there you have a makar. Rabba bar Sheila is the next pshat. He said, Asya mi para aduma. It's learned out from the para aduma. Dam Rachman of the pasuk says, v'shachat v'sarav. Says regarding the para aduma, the kohen shechted it, and then he went ahead and he burnt it. And we learn from the juxtaposition between the shechita and the sreifa, the mat shechitoso kishehi shleimo, just like the shechita had to be done when it was a shalim, av sreifoso kishehi shleimo, so to the sreifa had to be done when it was a shalim. Now, if that's the case, v'leichesh dom a treifi, that means if it has to be a shleimo, you're not doing any diagnostics. V'chayra, how do you know it's not a treifa? Elalam, yishon derin, zilbasa ruba, must be because it go basa reifa, chitema, my nafkamini, you're going to tell me, again, we're dealing with the paradum, we're not dealing with a carbon. So if you're not dealing with a carbon, who said it's not let it be a treifa? Says the Gemara, no, because we all know, chattis kai rachman, we know the Torah calls the paraduma the carbon chatos, and just like a chatos has to not be a treifa, so to the paraduma wouldn't be a treifa either. So the Gemara now brought two additional makaris, up to five already, if you're keeping score. The first one was Rav Sheshes Bereid Ravidi, he's the shin of Shvach. He learned it from Egla Rufa. The next one was Rabba Bar Rav Shele, he's the beis of Shvach. What were their Makairis? Their Makairis were from the Egla Arufa and the Para Aduma, respectively. If you take a look at Tosfos, Dibra Maschel, Asya Me Egla Rufa, Tosfos asks, I don't understand. He says, when the Gemara asked the Kasha from, or when Rabbi Lazar brought his Makar from Reisha Shel Oyla, and when the Gemara brought a Makar from the Alya of the Chatos and the Sham, the Gemara was Doichet. Because the Gemara said, even though the Roish of the Oily you're not let it cut, but doesn't mean you can't do an inspection. Because not cutting means you can't sever it, you can't make it two pieces. But maybe you could cut it, Laif, the Gemara used, right? That was the Lashon. Maybe you have a way to look in. And the same is true regarding the Alya. And because that, the Gemara was Doichet. Frank Toysfus, how come when the Gemara brings the Makar from Egla Rufa, where again, it has to be Shlema, or when we learn from Pada Aduma, where it has to be Shlema, why did the Gemara make the same Dichoy? That, La'olam, what you're going to do is you're going to cut it, and you'll make sure that there's no issues with Treifus, side with Egla Rufa, side with the Pada Aduma, and you're just going to inspect it, and that's it. Why was it a dichoy for the Roish of the Oila and for the Aliyah of the Chatas and the Shlomim, and it's not a dichoy for the Egla Rufa and it's not a dichoy for the Paraduma? So Tosfos says in Pshat, it's very simple. Tosfos says that when the Torah says that you're not allowed to make the head of the Oila not into a Shlomim, what does it say? It says you're not allowed to cut it. V'loy nisachel v'nisachem. So as long as it's attached, it's not considered nituach. It's not considered cut. As it relates to the Alya Tmima, the Torah says it has to be Tmima. As long as it's attached, that's enough for it to be Tmima. By the Egla Arufa, what was the drasha? The drasha was Ha Egla Ha Arufa. That after it's Arufa, it still has to be the Zelba Egla. That Egla at that point wasn't hanging on a thread. It was a perfect Egla. So now it's Vaita have to be a perfect Egla. When the drasha of Paraduma was mentioned, what was it? V'shachat v'saraf. B'shas t'sreifa, it has to be exactly the way it was at the time of the Shechita. At the time of the Shechita, it had to be perfect, otherwise it's a Baal Mum, it's no Shaychis. So there, where we're being medamit to the way it was when it was alive, so you can't say that you're going to cut it and carve it up, but you'll make sure it's still attached a little bit. No. That's fine to make it not nituach. That's fine to make it that it's still considered tmima. But if you want it to be ha egla ha arufa, if you want it to be v'shachat v'saref, then you would need it to be literally the same. So Tosfos, that's why the Gemara wasn't able to be doicha this in the same way. Rav Acha Bar Yaakov Amar, Rav Acha Bar Yaakov and Acha, that is the Ches of Shvach. This is the same time we have, second time we have Rav Acha Bar Yaakov in today's daf, featured very prominently in the Chazaka part of today's daf. Now we have him as one of the 10 Pshatim in the Sugi Evrev as well. But either way, what did he say? Asi Misar Mishtalech. It's learned that from the Sar Mishlech. Come on, I'm at the Torah. It says, V'lokach Shnei Seirim, that the Kohen Gadol would take the two Seirim, and we learn from Bishiyu Shneim Shavim, that they had to be exactly the same, right? They had to be perfectly the same. Now, perfectly the same means the Sar Lashem had to be not a treifa because it's going on the Mizbeach. So that would mean that this Sar Lazazel also had to be not a treifa. Now, Dilma Chabi not a treifa, who had you know that the Sar Lazazel is not a treifa? And the way Rashi explains, Bishlema the Sar Lashem, you'll do a bedika the way you always do a bedika. But as it relates to the Sar Lazazel, there's not going to be an opportunity to do a bedika, as we'll see in a second. And if that's the case, how do you know it's not a treifa? Zokta Gemara, El Alav, must be. Mishum is a basaruba, that there's something called roiv, and we go basaruba, therefore it's going to be a you'll tell me my nafka lachmina. You're going to tell me who said that Sar Lazazel is not allowed to be a treifa. Now, we just said, I told you why. It's because they have to be shava. But the way the Mefarshim explained the Gemara's kasha is that maybe when we say they have to be shava, it doesn't mean in the treifa sense. Maybe it has to be that they're shava b'mara, like the Gemara says, shava b'koyma. But maybe they don't have to be shava as it relates to this nekuda. But the Gemara says, I hear. I mean, that would maybe be a plausible dichoy. But at the end of the day, there's a halacha that the sar lazazel had to be roy to be the sar lashem. And to the extent it was ever nisbar that it was a treifa, well, that would mean that it wasn't kosher to be the sar lazazel. That's how you know it had to be the sar lazazel. So it's maybe not from the fact of shnei seirim that you could be doicha, but in Gerul Kovei Lazaza El B'davar Roy L'Shem, at the end of the day, that's not something you could be doicha. V'chitem, you'll tell me, okay, what's the greatest problem? Maybe the batkin away, maybe you'll go ahead and you'll do a bedikah. By the time we went to the Mishloh, there was no opportunity to do a bedikah, because by the time it was halfway down the mountain, at that point it was completely, completely whacked from all sides. It was already Eivarim, Eivarim, Elamai. You see from here that you must go Basarov, and this concludes the second category of Mekairis, of how you know you go Basarov, and these are all Me'inyan Le'inyan Ba'isinyan, Mamish, in the world of Raid, incredibly Me'inyan Le'inyan Ba'isinyan. These are three types of Karbonis-ish that are not really Karbonis. What are they? They're the Egla Arufa, the Para Aduma, and the Sar La'azazel. It's fascinating. So we have the Karban Oilo, the Karban Pesach, and the Chatos and the Shlomim. That was the first three. And then we have their counterparts to a degree. And that is, we have the Egla Arufa, we have the Par Aduma, and we have the Sar Mishtalech. Either way, we're up to the last group called Mechanish. Zokta Gemara, Rav Mori Omar, that's the man. Asya, you want to know what the Makar is? And this, by the way, needs a drum roll, because this is by far the most famous of all the Makaris. You want to know what the source is that you go Basiroi, but Ruba the Lesser, come on. We learn it, Mimaka of Avi'imoi. We learn it from the fact that it says in the Torah, Maka of Avi'imoi, Mois Yumas. Dom Rachman, a Katle, Torah, says, Yechai Misav, Lechishdu, Malav Avivu. Maybe his father's not really his father. Elalam, Mishum, Dominin, Zil Basaruba. Must be you go Basiroi. What's the Roiv? Veroi, Bilus Achrabal. Right, till now, all the Roivs were, there's a Roiv that an animal's not a treifa, every single one. This is the first time we have a different roiv. That roiv bilos achrabal must be al kaponim. Now all those roiv bilos is lesser kamon. So you see clearly, you go baser roiv afilu beruba the lesser kamon. But the Gemara says mimai. Dilma kagan chayu avivim chavushim beis asurim. Maybe the only time a person could be over mak avivimai is if when he was conceived, his father and his mother were chavush beis asurim tzamen. So over there, there's no suffix that the father is the father. But enochinami, if that wasn't the case, even though Roy Bilas Achrabal, maybe you don't go Basir Roy, but the Gemara says, Afilu Hachi. Even if the father and the mother were Chavish Bebeis Asurim, you'd still have to come onto the Roy. And the reason is because Ein Apotropos La Arayas. At the end of the day, you can never be Meman and Apotropos to make sure there's no Arayas. The point is because it's Nafsh Shal Adam, Echamdasan, or Misavasan. And even if it's Bebeis Asurim, you always have to be Choshed. Maybe it's the Shomer. Rashi says maybe the Shomer gave Rashus to somebody else. The bottom line is Ein Apotropos La Arayas. That in and of itself would not be an Eitzah. And it's for that reason, says the Gemara, Rav Mori told us that you want to know the Makar, that you go Basiroi, Beruba, the Lesser, come on. It's learned out from Maka of Avim, Rav Kahana, he's the Chof of Mechanish, or Kof of Mechanish. Asya Mihurgas and Nefesh, you learn it out from every Reitzach. Amar Rahman, the Torah says, Katli, if somebody kills somebody, it's Chai Misav, Lechish, Noma Trefab, maybe the person that he killed was a Trefa. How do you know that he killed a person? It's not if somebody, Zahirgas, a Trefa. You're not chayev misa. So how can you ever give a person misa's best? El amishon dominin zil basarubin. Now we're going back to the roiv of people are not treifas. El amai must mikos, right? A person is nishkain treif. Chitem, you'll tell me the batkinon le. Maybe do a bedika. Maybe do an autopsy. Now this line of Gemara, by the way, obviously today's not the sugya for this, but this next line of Gemara is from the greatest lines in Shas. Hakamin. Says the Gemara, maybe you'll tell me you do a bedika. Hakamenavel. What do you mean? There's nivel ames. You can't do an autopsy. V'chitem, maybe you're going to tell me mishum ibud neshama dahai. Ninavle. Maybe you'll tell me that I understand. Ordinarily, we don't do an autopsy. But over here, if you do an autopsy and you find out that the person that was killed was a treif, you're going to save a life. So maybe for that, you would do it. And it sounds a little bit like the Gemara hears this, right? Which is where this famous sugya of maybe there being times where it's okay to do an autopsy plays itself out. Because the Gemara doesn't answer the kasha. The Gemara just says, even if you did that, Even if you did that, Shema b'makom sayif nakaf. You could always say that even if we would find out that the person was okay, you did the autopsy, and as far as we know, there was nothing there. But maybe he really had a hole in a part of his body that would render him a treifa. How come you don't see? Because it's in the makom of the nekaf. Punk, this guy went ahead. It was b'makom nekaf nakaf, right? Bringing us back to daf tes. But the bottom line is, maybe that's what happened. Elamai, why we not chayish for maybe b'makom nekaf nakaf? The teretz must be because we go basarayif. Thus, we see there's a concept of Ravina. Ravina said, Asi me'edim zoyim. And you want to know what the makar is? This is the nun of Mechanish. It's learned out from Edom Zoyim. Amar Rechman of the Pasuk says, so what would be if you had two Edom that said Edom said somebody killed somebody and then they were found to be Edom Zoyim? So what does it say in the Torah? Now they're going to be Chayim Miso. Maybe the person they were saying Edom about is a Treifa. Obviously you go Basarub. Now the Gemara says, maybe you're going to do a Bedika. Right? So you're going to chop this guy up? So the Gemara says, Vatanya, that's not an option. Because Berebi, Oime, Berebi said, who's Berebi? So either Ayin Redbites or just Ayin Rashi is also good. But either way, Loi Hargu Nerogin, Hargu Nerogin. We know that the only time you say Kasha Zomam is if it was Kasha Zomam or like Kasha Rasa. If the person was killed already, where you can technically, theoretically, maybe do an autopsy, it sounds like, again, the Gemara is entertaining the possibility of the autopsy. But the bottom line is that then there would be no kasha zaman. So when you're doing kasha zaman, obviously the person's alive. And if the person's alive, then obviously you can. It's interesting, in today's day and age, there is a mahalach of doing different diagnostics where, through CAT scans and MRIs and x-rays, there are ways potentially to know whether a person's a treifa or not a treifa, which is interesting how it would impact all this. But the bottom line is the Gemara says there's no way to do a bedika on a live person, and if that's the case, obviously that's not going to be an eitzah. And then finally, we're up to the 10th pshat. Right? Who said the second to last pshat, the 9th pshat? Ravina was the one that said, it would have been geschmack if it was Rav Acha Brei de Rava, but it's Ravina, right? So Ravina said the 9th pshat. Who says the 10th pshat? It's who always gets the last word in a sugya. Rav Ashi said, Asya mishchita atzma. You learn it from shchita alein. Amar Achmana, the Torah said, shchit ve'achol. You're allowed to shechtin v'leicha shem v'makim nekev kosh achit. Maybe it happened v'makim the nekev. How do you know the shchita was a good shchita? Because you're going to do bedikas. Maybe punk the shchita happened and maybe there was a nekev in the veshed or in the kana. You went ahead and you did a shchit in that place. Must be that you go basar, right? We're going to hit the pause. We're not finished, but we're going to hit the pause button for 1 second. And this concludes the last four of the Makairis, which were Maka Ove Ve'imai, Ahiragas HaNefesh, Edom Zoymimin, who said Edus about someone that was Ahiragas HaNefesh, and then Rav Ashi, who said you learn that from Shchit Atzma. So the bottom line is, what is the Makar that you go basar, right? Ruba de Issa Kaman? Oh, that's easy. That's a pasuk in the Torah. Achi Rabim Lahatis. It's not the question. The question is, what's the makar that you go basarayv when it comes to Ruba de Lesa Kaman? The answer is Man Shvach Mechanish. Either it's learned out from the Nituach of the head of the Karban Oila, it's learned out from the Etzem Leisish Berubay and the head of the Karban Pesach. It's learned out from the Haktor of the Aliyah of the Chatas and the Shlomim. It's learned out from the Egla Ruf of the Paraduma, the Sarah Mishtaleach. It's learned out from the fact that Makov Yimai, Mais Yumas, Vidumal Avavavavu. It's learned out from someone that's Hurigas HaNefesh. Why is he have a Chayiv Misa? Maybe the person was a Treifa. From the fact that Edom Zoymim Giyat Misa's Bezdin for being made on somebody, Kasha Zoma and Veloy Kasha Rasa, that a person was a Hurigas HaNefesh. Or it's learned out from every Shchita, how do you ever sit down and eat a piece of meat? B'chayra. Why are you not concerned that maybe the animal was a treifa? But there's one postscript, which is critical mamish. Because if you stopped right here, we'd walk away from this Gemara just on the Daf Yomi level Amaratzim. So we push it, need to read the next words of the Gemara, because this is a very, very important end of the story. And that is Amar Rav Ashi. Not surprisingly. Amrita l'shmaita k'reit Rav Kahana. I said over this halach to Rav Kahana. By the way, Rav Kahana was Rav Ashi's Rebbe. So Rav Ashi said, Amrita l'shmaita k'meid Rav Kahana. V'amrila, some say that Rav Ashi said that Rav Kahana said k'meid Rav Simi. He said over to Rav Simi, v'omar le. Now v'omar le is the girsa according to the second pshat, right? If Rav Ashi is relating what Rav Kahana told Rav Simi, then he's saying v'omar le. But if Rav Ashi's relating what I told Rav Kahana, and now what Rav Kahana told me, it's not for Amar Le, it would be for Amar Le. If you take a look on the side of the Gemara, a guy's mitzuyunim, some taka change the gerusa. But either way, for Amar Le, for Amar Le, the Dilma hecha de efsher efsher hecha de lo yefsher lo yefsher. How do you ever write to learn from Not just Rav Ashi's pshat, even though Rav Ashi is the one that's talking. But if you look in the Mefarshim, really, all 10 of the pshatim. How do you have a right to learn from any of these Mekoyres the idea of Ruba the Lesser Kamon? In all of these situations, if you're not going to go Basarayv, you're going to be stuck, right? If you're not going to go Basarayv, so you won't be able to be Makriv the Carbon oil, and you won't be able to be makriv the carbon Pesach, and you won't be able to do the haktara properly with the chatas and the shlamim, and you're going to have an issue with Yegla Arufa, right? Just go through each one. You're going to have a problem with the Parah Aduma. You'll never have a Sar Mishtaleach. The mitzvah in the Torah, or the Isser in the Torah, Makavim Moisyumbas, that's not something that's going to apply. You'll never be able to give somebody Mises Bezin in the event that it was Harigas HaNefesh. You won't have Edom Zoyimim in when it comes to Edom that were made. And Shechita, you'll be vegan for the rest of your life. Right? So all of these situations were situations where there is no way out. A Betainas de Gemara, maybe Bechai Gavna, where it's Efsher, where you don't have to come to arrive. Maybe Bechai Gavna, where there's a Mahalach, where there's another way to go about this. Maybe in such a situation, you don't go Basarayv. And he followed up with a very sharp punchline. The Eloi Teimachi, if you're going to tell me not that way, we're waiting for this. The Rameyer, the Chayei Shlamiyuta. We know Rameyer is Chayei Shlamiyuta. And by the way, what does it mean Rameyer is Chayei Shlamiyuta? Rameyer doesn't hold of Roiv. It's a pasuk in the Torah, Achir Rabbah Lahatis. After learning the sugi, we understand a little bit better. Ruba the Lesser, come on. Over there, Rameyer is Chayei Shlamiyuta. Hachi Nami Dol Yachol Bistra. Are you going to tell me in Rameyer's world, you're not allowed to eat Basar? V'chitem Hachi Nami. You'll say, maybe. Maybe, yeah. Maybe all Rameyers Chsidim were vegetarians and vegans. Mehechateisa, but can't because Pesach v'kotchin, ma'yikolam eimar. There's a mitzvah to eat from the carbon Pesach. There's a mitzvah v'achlois mashakupa b'hem. These are mitzvahs deiraisa. And there's no way Rameyer can knock out those mitzvahs deiraisa. Ella, what do you have to say? Hechad efsha efsha. Hechad loy efsha loy efsha. This is hachanami. Hechad efsha efsha. Hechad loy efsha loy efsha. So Rav Ashi said, Amrita l'shmaita kamed Rav Kana. I told him over this whole shmooze. And he said that there's no way there's a raya from here because I could always tell you, Hechad efsha efsha. Hechad loy efsha. Where a mayor is chaylik in these cases, you know he's masking. Where's he chaylik? Heichad the efsher. Okay, so you have no makar then. Heichad the efsher. Okay, so what's the makar then? It's amazing. You see how the roif part of sugya ended the same way as the chazaka. It ended with a cliffhanger. It ended with a kasha. So then, what is the makar? So how then do you know that you go basar? We went through 10 makaras. I think if you ask the man on the street, how do you know you go bust Ruba the Lesser Kamon, he'll probably tell you Mak Aviv and Moisyumas, right? By the way, it's only one of 10 Makaris, but it doesn't even sound like that's the Makaris. If you take a look at Rashi, Rashi says as follows, Elevadai, it's the first narrow line on the top of Yudbeza Man Aleph, Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, Hada Samchina and Aruba Afila Hechad Afshar. Inami? Alternatively, it says in the Torah, Achir Rabam Lahatois, and that's Mashma Bein Ruba the Issa Kamon, Bein Ruba the Lesser Kamon, the Maishna Hai Mehai, Zok Rashi, at the end of the day, you want to know what the Makar is to Ruba the Lesser Kamon, the Makar is either it's Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, or it's learned out from Achre Rabam Lahatois, V'loi Shna Ruba the Issa Kamon versus Ruba the Lesser Kamon. And this that everyone always quotes, Maka Ava Ve'imai, is Mamish Mufrich Fenala Zaitin. Number one, it's only Rav Murray's pshat, right? There's 9 other pshatim in terms of what the makar is, and even all 10 of the pshatim at the end of the day were nitcha, because all you see from there is hecha de lo yefsher. Okay, so where it's ever lo yefsher, it's lo yefsher. But hecha de efsher, you would have no makar. The place where a mayor and the chachamim battled out the shayla of whether we go basar ruba the lesser kamon, we don't go basar ruba the lesser kamon, thus hotnished with chulin daf yod aleph at the end of the day. And what really is the makar? Either it's learned out from Malach l'moish misinai, or it's learned out, or it's learned out from Achri Rabban Lahatois, and the Gemara's chilik betchilas asugya between a Ruba the Issa Kamon and a Ruba the Lesser Kamon after further review is really overruled either way. So as it relates to raid, and again, this is obviously a daf that, you know, Baruch Hashem, we've come back to over the years so many times, but I think it's kedai to speak out one Dover Yisoidi, and this is something that we've spoken about in the past, Aber, the Ein Beis Medrash B'loi Chiddush. And that is, so the daf was made up of two parts, right? The first part of the daf, albeit the shorter part of the daf, was Minoha Milsa D'Amr Rabbanon Oiki Milsa Achazok. The second part of the daf, the longer part of the daf, was Minoha Milsa D'Amr Rabbanon Zil Basar Ruba. What emerged from the end of the second part of the daf, which is something that we already knew, is that not everybody even holds that you go Basar Ruba the lesser kamon. Remeir, elokod de meir aneni, is chayish lemiyuta. There's a toisvis, dibra maschu pesach v'kotchem ayikul amemar, here in Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, where toisvis discusses whether a meir that's chayish lemiyuta is a midairaisa that is chayish lemiyuta, or is only a dindirabonon that is chayish lemiyuta. Ayin shah, maybe we'll talk about that tomorrow. But for now, everyone knows that Rameir Shita is that he's Chayesh Lemiyuta. The Prima Godin, in his Sefer Rosh Yosef on Mesechtes Chulin, right here on our Sugya, Daf Yud Amud Beis, he makes the following observation. He says, we know, Chazal say, Ruba v'chazaka, Ruba Adif. So anytime there's a face-off between the first part of today's Daf and the second part of today's Daf, you have this mano a mano between the idea of oiki milsa achazake and the idea that we're ozel basa ruba. The rule is ruba v'chazaka ruba adif. Rav is always better than chazaka. Zok to Prima Godin. If that's the case, it should come out that Rameyer, who doesn't go basa rav, Rameyer, who's chayesh lemiyuta at the very least midirabanan, Kol Shekein, he shouldn't go Basa Chazaka. And Freik the Prima Godim, Hayutachin, Loi Ro'inu, Veloi Shamanu, that there should be a Shitas Rameir in Shas that doesn't go Basa Chazaka. Azoi is Ma'ir the Rosh Yosef. And he says, L'churi, in Cheshben of the Sugi, that's what should come out. Because Ruba v'chazaka Ruba Adif, and Rameir doesn't go Basa Roiv. So if he doesn't go Basa Roiv, Kavachim, you shouldn't go Basa Chazaka either. Over the years, we've mentioned this Ha'ara from the Pnei Yeshua in his Kuntres Acher in the first parak of Masechtas Ksubas. And the Pnei Yeshua, when he asks the Kasha, he doesn't just say that it loy shamanu v'loy ro'inu, that the Shavia Shitas Rameir that doesn't go Basa Chazaka. He says it's a Mefurish Gemara in Erev and Daflam and Heyam Beis, where Rameir goes Basa Chazaka to Meikara. So you see, Rameir does go Basa Chazaka, and he's not Chayish, quote unquote, the Miyuta, to say that we shouldn't go Basa Chazaka. Freik the Pnei Yeshua, this great Akasha, that how could it be that Rameir is Chayesh Lemiyuta, he doesn't go Basa Ruba, yet he goes Basa Chazaka if Ruba v'Chazaka is Ruba Adif. So he doesn't hold of the better one, which is Roy, that he holds of the lesser one, which is Chazaka. Demis is, over the years we found that this Ha'ar is already mentioned in the Rishonim, in the Agoyis Mardchai, in the end of Masechtes Yevamos, he is Ma'ira this Kasha, that why is it that you don't find anywhere that there's a Shitas Rameir, there are Meir holes, you don't go Basa Chazaka. But the bottom line is, the Ha'ar is, that if Rameir is Chayesh Lemiyuta, and Rameir doesn't go Basa Chazaka Roiv, then L'chayra in Cheshmin, it should come out, that Rameir shouldn't go Basa Chazaka either. And I was thinking, just Lefum Riyata, when we learned the Gemara, we mentioned that from Benu Gershon, it's Klar. And from Rashi, it's a little bit Mashma, that there's a Shita Samayram, Rav Acher by Yaakov, who holds that you don't go Basa Chazaka. And we left it off with a Tmir Gedoyla. First of all, how could it be a Mandama that doesn't hold of Chazaka? And Befrat, how could it be an Amayra that doesn't hold that you go Basa Chazaka? How many Mishnayis and Braises, how many Sugis Ashas are predicated on the concept of Chazaka? If there's a Shitas Rameir who holds that you don't go Basa Chazaka, the Ha'ara from the Prima Godim and the Pnei Yeshua and Dago Yismartchai, if there would be such a Shita, well then Rav Acher by Yaakov da Meira would have a Tana de Messayele. And if that's the case, he could always say, I hold like Rameir. And by the way, this Shitas Rameir is a Shita. We just went to Gemara on Davov, there Gamliel Beis Dino, he held like Rameir, that's Chayesh Lemiyuta. So it's not a Das Yochid. There were under Tanam that also were Chayesh Lemiyuta. But the bottom line is, if you're going to tell me that from the fact that there's a Shita in the world that's it's muchach, that shita also doesn't go basa chazaka. So we found a maramak, and we have a shita sandam that doesn't hold that you go basa rav. And maybe that's a yishuv nochin to understand. The Rebbeinu Gershom understood Rav Acher by Yaakov, the fact that there would be an amir in chas that would hold you don't go basa chazaka. But either way, the Gedolei Achronim are not happy with this. And if that's the case, it's ton yishuv. How you talking? How's it possible that Rameir doesn't go basa rav is chayish lemiyuta, yet he does go basa chazaka? So maybe you could say, Ubehektan. Toisvis on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. It's the second Toisvis on the Yomen. Toisvis asks Akasha. The Gemara said, Minah Milsa, the Amir Rabbanon, Oiki Milsa Achazaki. And the Gemara brought him a car. And then the Gemara said, Minah Milsa, the Amir Rabbanon, Zilbasa Ruba, Freitas Akasha, the Imtoimar, Kivan the Amrinan, Zilbasa Chazaka. Once we establish that you go Basa Chazaka, Kosh came Basa Ruba. Certainly you should go Basa Ruba. The Ruba Vichazaka, Ruba Adif. So Freitas Akasha, once I have a Makar for Chazaka to Mikara, why do I need a Makar For Rav, why don't we say that once I know Chazaka, Ruba v'Chazaka, Ruba Adif, so if Chazaka were, it's Rav should work. Meaning, Ruba v'Chazaka, Ruba Adif is a Svara l'chayr. Meaning, I know for sure Rav is better than Chazaka. Okay, so perfect. There's Yimakar to Rav. Once you know Chazaka works, you should know Rav works as well. So I think it's Kedai to be Tais inside. Says Tais v'yesh leima. Dul Rav Acher by Yaakov boy. Dul Kim le Chazaka mikra. That's the Tosis that we mentioned in the daf. That the Gemara's question is, Alibad Rav Acher by Yaakov. According to Rav Acher by Yaakov, that didn't have a posik for Minoha Milsa, the Amir Rabban and Oiki Milsa Achazake. What was his Mekar? This is where the Mashal speaks out. It's a halacha l'moshe Misinai. And we know Ein Lemaidin Mina Halachas. So even though it's true, if I know Chazaka Kal V'Chaymer, I know Roiv. But there's a lot of limitations to Kal V'Chaymer. One of them is, you can't learn a Kal v'chomer from somebody that's halacha l'moshe Misinai, like Rav Acher by Yaakov, that it's halacha l'moshe Misinai, ain't l'meidim, and for that reason, it's not going to be okay. But Tosfos ain't a chinami. According to the Chachamim, according to the Pash, this that the Makar to Chazaka is from Nigei Batim, and I know it from a pasuk. Chtaf nishta Makar for the concept of Rav. And the reason is, I know it kal v'chomer from Chazaka. Which, by the way, let's revisit. What is the Makar to Rav? Maka of Avimai, that's only one of 10 pshatim. Rashi came out that, what is it really? It's not even the one or any of the 10 pshatim. Either it's halacha l'moshe Misinai, or it's learned out from Achrei Rabban Lahatis. We have a Tosfos over here tucked away on the top of Yad Alf Amar Alf. It could be it's learned out from Chazaka. Because once I know Chazaka, Kal v'chomer, which means Nigei Batim is not only the Makar to Chazaka, Nigei Batim is also the Makar to Rav. Another Ha'ara that I think is G'day to mention, and that is, we mentioned in the introduction to the Daf, that the Rishonim Mutsch a little bit, why is it that we're even talking about Minoha Milsa Damar Rabban Azul Basaruba? Vukum Tarayin Minoha Milsa Damar Rabban Azul Basaruba. This is a Sugya of Chazaka, it's not a Sugya of Rav. And Rashi says, Ad Kedei Kach, Aydi De'ayri B'Minoha Milsa De Chazaka, Noka Namiha. Lefi Tosfos is first Teretz, it could be it's very geschmack, because the whole question of Minoha Milsa to Amar Rabban Azul Basaruba, it was only Nischadish, it was only Noilad from Rav Acher by Yaakov. So once we mention Rav Acher by Yaakov, who was very much a part of the Sugya, Zokti Gemara, oh, Rav Acher, I didn't know there's such a Rav Acher by Yaakov. You tell me there's a Rav Acher by Yaakov who doesn't hold that there's any Makar in the whole world to Chazaka, Muzin Muzayin, that hasn't going to know it from Alokha Lamayisha Misinai. Oh, so Kana Ben Shoyal, Minoha Milsa to Amar Rabban Azul Basaruba. He must have a new Makar. So it could be the Hemshech, Aliba, the Taisness is, we mention Rav Acher by Yaakov, Tartan Kum Tesarek. That's Tais first Teres. Tais second Teres, he brings from Rabbeinu Chaim, who said that the idea that Ruba Chazaka, Ruba Adav is actually not learned out. It's actually not learned out, Misvara. What then is the Makar to Ruba Chazaka, Ruba Adav? It's learned out from the Para Aduma. Because the Para Aduma, although there's a Rav, that the animal's not a treif, as we saw in the Cheshbon, but Tais says that Rav is really going connected to Chazaka, and Afilu Hachi, you see that you go Basar Rav, that's the Makar to Ruva Chazaka Ruva Adav. But the bottom line is, without going too much into that inami of Tosfos, what Tosfos is saying in the second Teretz is that Ruva Chazaka Ruva is not a Svara. If it was a Svara and a Chinami, once I know Chazaka, I would know Rav. Ruva Chazaka Ruva Adav, I goof a learn out from a Limud, and at this point in the Gemara doesn't know that Limud. After you learn, Chulin Daf Yeral, if it could be at that point, the Gemara wouldn't ask the Kasha and a Chinami. But the bottom line is, in real time, the Gemara doesn't know yet Parah Aduma, thus the Gemara doesn't know Ruva Chazaka Ruva Adav. These are Tosfos' two Teretz. Rabbi Chanan, in his Kovet Tzaharis, this is in Simen Samech Zayin, Ois Dalet, and it's also in Kovet Shiurim, Masechtes Bava Basra, it's Ois Ayin Ches, says a Teretz Nifla to Tosfos Kasha, but I think it requires a tiny bit of an introduction. That is, the Mishnah in Masechtes Yevamis, Daf Kuf Yud Ches Amar Aleph, discusses the following case. So, Isha Shaholcha Hi Ubailu LeMedina Sayam. There was a woman that went together with her husband to Medina Sayam. She comes back from Medina Sayam without her husband, and she says, Meis Baili, my husband died. So the halacha is Tinase Vetitel Ksubasa. She's allowed to get married, she even is allowed to get her ksuba. Why? I thought, Ein Dovish of the Ever Pachis Mishnayim. The Teretz is, Be'edos Isha Hikilu, that an Eid Echad is believed to say Eidos, even a woman is believed to say Eidos, and a woman is even believed to say Eidos about herself. So if a woman would go with her husband to Medina Sayyam and come back without her husband, she'd be believed to say that she's allowed to get married. Zok, the Mishnah Vaiter, Abba Vitzorosa Asura. This is Yavamis, right? So in the event that there was a Tzara, her husband had another wife, so the Tzara would be Asur. An Eid Echad is always believed when it comes to Eidos Isha. The reason is because the Tzara back in the day didn't get along very well. In fact, that's the primary reason Rabbeinu Gershom made his cherim forbidding and assuring polygamy, but being that we're concerned that this woman doesn't like the tzara, and maybe she wants to get back at her, so maybe she's going and lying because she wants the tzara to get married, have another family, and they're going to all be mamzerim. As a result, she's believed for herself, but she's not believed for the tzara. In the event that the tzara was a bas Yisrael, but the husband was a kohen, meaning she's someone that, based on how she was born, is not allowed to eat truma. She's a bas Yisrael. But because she's married to a kohen, she's allowed to eat truma. Toicha b'truma. Divrei Rav Tarfon, she's allowed to continue to eat truma. Meaning, ad kedei kach, zok the Mishnah, we don't trust this woman, klapi the tzara, that we assume that if she wants to continue eating truma, adai to the hachi that her husband's alive, then himself is going to be okay. So the Mishnah says that a woman that comes back from dinas hayom and says, my husband died, the way we treat it from a halachic perspective is very mechudashtik. We mamish, we tzatele. As it relates to herself, the halacha is tinasevet titaksubas. As it relates to the tzara, asura, ad kidei kach, she's even allowed to eat you. Tosfos of an art says, Mesafgilari, when the Mishnah said that the tzara is allowed to eat truma in the event that she was a bas Yisrael l'kayim, itavke betruma derabanan, inami afilu betruma deiraisa. Is it true, davke for truma derabanan, is it true even for truma deiraisa? In other words, the Rish said, I'm having a big problem with this Mishnah. How do you go ahead and mamish treat one woman as if she's a pnuya mideiraisa, and the other one if she's an eishizish mideiraisa? I can't fathom it. Elamai, I think what's going on over here is that avad mideiraisa, she has an amonis. Nervous, there's an idea that maybe she's trying to be makalkal the tzara. So it's for that reason, midrabanan, we're going to be chayish. L'may nafkimino, when the Mishnah says that she's allowed to eat truma, it's only truma derabanan that she'd be allowed to eat, because midrabanan we're treating her as if she's married. But if she wants to eat truma deiraisa, there's no way in the world you can't say that this woman's allowed to get married midrabanan and this woman is 100% not allowed to get married midrabanan. Midrabanan, you have to make up your mind. You can't have a tarti disassment. You could say midrabanan azai, midrabunan azai. And you could even carve out the derabunan and say we're only being machmer for one and not for the other. But as it relates to saying that midrabanan, she has an amonis for herself, but she doesn't have an amonis for the tzara, misafkilur. But then he says, I'm not sure. Maybe, yeah. Efshe, yeah. So, at first glance, I think I have a raya. And the raya is from the famous case of the Shnei Shvilin. Midi dahava a Shnei Shvilin. What's the case of Shnei Shvilin? There were two roads. One of the roads had tumma. There was so much tumma on that road that if a person walked down that road, it was inevitable, it was not possible that it became tumma. Either way, two people walk down the two roads. And then they were both Isaac and Tyrus anymore. The halacha is that in the event that the two people went to a Rav and asked the Shiloh, but they didn't ask it at the same second, they didn't ask it at the same time, the halacha is that each person is going to be considered to be tar. Why? Because each person was tar. You have a suffix now whether something happened. So you have a cheskes tyra, each person's going to be okay. Zok deri, don't you see from here, even though it's impossible that they're both tar, one of them is for sure, but as long as he didn't ask the kasha in the same second, they didn't come to the rub of as achas, so this person's going to walk out tar, that person's going to walk out tar. Now, we're handling dine day rice over here, and afilu hachi was splitting the baby in half, and we're saying that, yeah, you're going to be tar, and you're going to be tar. I it's a tar to the sasri, zoktari, you see, I don't care. And if that's the case, zoktari, as it relates to this Mishnah, it could be, yeah, this woman's allowed to get married midday rice, and this woman is allowed to eat truma that she's still married. I feel midday rice. But then Tosfos says, but I'm not sure. You know why? Because it's mavur and nida daf beis and chulin daf tes, that when it comes to sofik tuma b'shus hayochid tzveikoy tome, in the event you would have two people that have the same sofik tuma b'shus hayochid, where it's inevitable that one of these two people are, it seems that both of these people are tame, over there you wouldn't say, Sofik tumer b'shus hayachet tzveikoy tame, says they're both tame. So Sofik tumer b'shus hayachet tzveikoy tame. But what if Reuven and Shimon both have a Sofik tumer b'shus hayachet shayla? And we know for sure one of them is tahar. You can't say they're both tame, because you know for sure them one are tahar. So Zok Tosfos, I'm very confused over here. I'm not sure what to do. I'm thinking that when it comes to deraisness, you can't just go ahead and be mechalek. And therefore, Mesafgilari, that when we say tzarasa, If she was Hoysab Astral, the Kohen Teichel Betruma, maybe it's only Truma the Rabbanon. But then again, I have Raiz Lakan Lakan. On the one hand, from Shnei Shvivim, I see that if they don't ask the question at the same time, they're both going to be assumed to be Tar. But then again, from Safik Tumer, which is Hayachid, I see that even if they ask the question at different times, being that one of them is for sure Tar, you're not going to say Safik Tumer, which is Hayachid, Sveik Adame. So which one is it? That was the Risafik. That's why he wasn't sure what to do over here. The Shev Shmeitzer and Shmeitzer Zion Beis says, let me explain to you what's going on in this Tosfos. And let me tell you what the Pesher Hadover is. Zok the Shev Shmeitzer, that's klar. That if Bezdin wants to go ahead now and issue a psak, they want to say, I'm telling you, this is the way it is. They can't issue a psak midday raisa where it's going to be a tarta disaster for two people. And that's why Masaf Kaluri, the Ri said, I can't hear that this woman stands in front of a court and Bezin's going to say, you're a Pinuya, you can go ahead and get married, L'chatchila. You're married 100%, you can even eat Truma Dei Raisa. Because how could Bezdin issue a psak, Midday Raisa, that's going to affect two people in two contradictory ways? I can't hear such a tzad. And it's for that reason, said the Tosfos, I'm the Supik, what should be? Tosfos Shteltsu Shnei Shvilim. What do you see in Shnei Shvilim? Mezokta Zazach. A Bezokta Shmeitz, it's not true. Shnei Shvilim is not a Tzushtal. Because what happens by Shnei Shvilim? What happens by Shnei Shvilim is that you have a Sofek. I'm not sure, did the person become Tomei? Did the person not come Tomei? What do we say? Oikim Milsa Achazoke. Zokta Shmeitz, here's the punchline. Oikim Milsa Achazoke is a Psak? It's a Hirah, it's Bezdin? What's Oikim Milsa Achazoke? Oikim Milsa Achazoke is, I have no idea what happened. So if I don't know what happened, you leave it the way it is. There's a Chiddush HaTorah, needs a Makar, that you go bust to the status quo. And being that I don't know what happened, I have no idea how it spilled Zechayis, how this whole story played itself out, so just leave it the way it is. But when Bezdin Paskins, you're Tahar, because I have a Safik if you ever became Tahar, you're Tahar because I have a Safik if you ever became Tameh, in those situations, Bezdin's not Paskining, Bezdin's just saying, I don't know, so leave it the way it is. The fact that Bezdin would have a tire to the Sasri in terms of how it's going to play itself out, that doesn't bother me, because it's not a Hiraz Bezdin. That's not a Hiraz Bezdin. In fact, Zok Toysvis, if you want a Tzushtal to our Mishnah, I'm going to tell you what the Tzushtal is. That it's Mavur, neither that Bezdin, Chulun, Daf Test, and when it comes to Safik Tomei, Bishas Ayachit, Sveikai Tomei, you can have a tire to the Sasri. With you have the same case like the Shnei Shvilim, but if it's a Safik Tomei, Bishas Ayachit, you're not going to say they're both Tomei. What's the Vart? It's because Safik Tomei, Bishas Ayachit, Sveikai Tomei, is Hilchasik Mirila, that we treat the person as if he's Tomei, Kineget is Cheskas Taira, and by the way, Tomei, I feel the is Vadai, right? Asua Kavadai. So you see, that's a psak. In fact, Kevin, so Kumza psak, the Kenneth Shabanastiro. Zokte Schmeitzer, Zokte Schmeitzer, that's what's going on in this Tosfos. Tosfos said, I'm Mesupik. Whether or not Bezin can pass that you're Vadai Apnuya and you're Vadai and Esha Sishmedei Raisa. On the one hand, I have Shnei Shvilin. On the other hand, I have the two cases of Safik Tumbe Shosayachit. But the way the Schmeitzer learns it up in Tosfos, that what Tosfos was saying was that the richtige Zustell is not Shnei Shvilin. The richtige Zustell is the case of Safik Tumbe Shosayachit. Because Shnei Shvilin, you don't find that Bezin is paskining a case of Tarta Disaster. And the reason is because over there's no psak. All it is Oikim Milsa Chazoki. Just leave it the way it is. As opposed to where there's a psak of Bezin, you're allowed to get married. Or Safik Tumbe Shosayachit, Sveikai which that's a psak, that's a din that we're invoking and that we're using. Over there, you wouldn't be able to do it when it's a tarta disaster. But I'm mavur me'ashev shmeitzo. And really, this is an inya that's mavur from kama v'kama g'doyli achroinim. Is that chazaka is fundamentally different. Fundamentally different than a regular hayraz bezdin. When bezdin says, oikim milsa chazaka, and when they say, let's leave this at its chazaka de meikara, the gedder of what Bezdin is doing is not that they're saying, we're paskining this the way it is. And even though it's a din Torah, and it could be talacha l'moish min Sinai, but the gedder of the din Torah and the gedder of the talacha l'moish min Sinai is not that we have a psak b'teiras vadai that azoyah this. But rather, there's a chiddush ha-Torah that when we don't know what to do, what we do is we leave it at the chazaka, right? You know, in the real world, if you don't know what to do, you have to do something, right? In the theoretical world, okay, but Bezin has to do something. You know, Bezin's getting paid the big bucks to paskin. They got to do something, but they have no mahalach. There's no hachra. So alzeh nemar chiddush oikim milsa chazaki. Then when we don't know what to do, just leave it at the status quo. But chazaki de meikara is not based on any vada'us, it's not a Raz Bezdin, it's not a bearer of any sort. Because how in the world is a chazaka mevar? Right, just think about it for a second. Things change all day, every day, right? So just because something was some away yesterday, that means that's the way it is now? Mechatesi. Nor vas, It's not being mevarer. It's just a hanhoga. I don't know what to do. You have a better idea? You have a better idea? Tell me. I'm willing to listen. But the end of the day is, if we don't have a better eitzner, so then what we go ahead and what we do is, we are oikim milsa chazoki. That's the yisoid of chazoki. Either way, enters Rabbi Chana. Tais frekta kashan daf yud alef in mesechtes chulin. That the Gemara says, minoha milsa dam rabbanan zil basa ruba. Frek tais is vim toimar. Kiva damrinan zil basa chazoka, koshkin basa ruba, the ruba the chazoka ruba adif, zok rabal chanan. That's true. Roiv is better than chazoka. But you know why roiv is better than chazoka? The reason roiv is better than chazoka is because the whole yisoid of chazoka is that when I don't know what to do, oikim milsa chazoka. But to the extent I have a roiv, so I know what to do. And being that I know what to do, so b'chai gavno, fakert. That's what I am going to go ahead, and that's what I am going to do. The reason Ruba v'chazaka is Ruba Adif is because chazaka only works b'makom there's no bearer. When there's a bearer, there you go basaroy. A bezaka b'chana, at the end of the day, from Ruba v'chazaka, Ruba Adif, what you see is that roiv is a mevar, chazaka is not a mevar. There's no way to learn from chazaka that roiv would be mevar. From chazaka, you could learn. If there's something called a chazaka, there would be something called a roiv. But at the end of the day, when I have roiv, the roiv that I have works better than the chazaka, because roiv is mevara and the chazaka is not mevara, and I can't learn roiv being a mevara kal v'chomer from chazaka, because chazaka itself is not a mevara. So zok Rabbi Chanan, that's why even though we know chazaka, we still need roiv. You know why we need roiv? We need roiv to know that roiv has the ability to be mevara. We need roiv to know that roiv has the ability to be mevara. And by the way, the reason ruba v'chazaka ruba adif is gufa a toitzah from the fact that I know that roiv has the ability to be mevara. Once I know roiv is mevara, memela ruva chazaka ruva adif, because the whole yisoid of ruva chazaka ruva adif is that chazaka is when I don't know what to do. Avifel, I know there's a birra called roiv, so now I do know what to do. But here's the bottom line. The bottom line is ruva chazaka ruva adif is not the taich that the birra of roiv is better than the birra of chazaka. If that's what it meant, if I know the birra chazaka, I would know the birra of roiv. That was Taisus Kasha. Zok Rabbi Chanan is based on this yeshiva charade that really, that the yisoid of ruba v'chazaka, ruba adif is, that I only work with chazaka b'makon, I have no birra. And that's why when I have a roiv and I have a birra, there's no makon for chazaka. But at the end of the day, roiv and chazaka are fundamentally different. One is a mevara and the other one is not a mevara. It's for that reason, even though I would know chazaka, I would have no way of knowing roiv, because how could I learn that something is mevarer, kal v'chomer from something that in itself is not mevarer? Al zeh nemar, da'i lov min adin li iskenon. Either way, I think it's poshnet that I'll pee this Rabbi Chanan and I'll pee this raid. It's miyushev, the ha'ara gedoyla, from the Prima Gadim in Rish Yosef, and from the Pnei Yeshua and Kunchas Achra in the beginning of Ksubis, and it's really a ha'ara from Dagois Martchai. And that is, Rameir is Chayesh L'miyuta. That means Rameir doesn't go Basar Raif. If Rameir doesn't go Basar Raif, then Kal V'chomer, he shouldn't go Basar Chazaka either. Because Ruba V'chazaka, Ruba Adif. V'loi Shamanu V'loi Re'inu, that there should be a Shitas Rameir that doesn't go Basar Chazaka. The Teretz is Pashet. The Teretz is two different things. There's no Sheiches. Where Rameir says, I don't go Basar Raif. What Rameir is saying is, I'm chayish l'miyuta. I don't think roiv has the ability to be mevarer. To me, there's a roiv, there's still a sofik. Midei sveik aloi nafka, midei reisa, midei rabbanan, toises daf yud beis. But the bottom line is, at the end of the day, I still see a sofik. But does that mean that in Rameir's world, there's no chazaka? Well, if there's no chazaka, Rameir's world, what are you going to do when you're not sure what to do? What are you going to do? Rameir also has to have a fallback option. What, in Rameir's court, when they didn't know what to do, they said, I don't know, go kill yourselves, call Dalam Gava? I don't think that's what they did. But and the mahalach is that you go basa chazaka. If roiv and chazaka are both mevarers, and one is a better mevarer, and you find Rameir doesn't hold of the better mevarer, kavachim, you can't hold of the lesser mevarer. Oh, but roiv and chazaka are two completely different tracks. It's no shaykhis. It's true Rameir doesn't hold of the birr of roiv. Oh, but Rameir still has to have a parsha of chazaka. That's the yisoid of why Rameir, even though he's chayish l'miyuta, but at the same time, Rameir also holds a chazaka. L'chayr poshet. I think it's Hush and mamish. The bezeh, pi this raid for Rabbi Chanan, which is based on Torah from the Gedoyli Achrayim. We just mentioned the Shmeitzer, but there's other Marmakimis for this as well. That you see this idea that Roiv and Chazaka are completely different. So again, what's the takeaway? Today's daf was really a tale of two Dvarim Ha'imdim Berumay Shalaylam. Minoha Milsa the Amar Rabbanon, Oiki Milsa Chazake, and Minoha Milsa the Amar Rabbanon, Zilbasar Ruba. The end of the day, even though Roiv and Chazaka come together, how much do they come together? Rashi even says, because how could you learn one without the other? The two are mamish, one sugya. They're literally one and the same. But at the end of the day, as much as they're one and the same, they're fundamentally different. Because Roiv is mevara the Safek. And Chazaka just says that when in doubt, this is the way you should go about it. But there's zero birr taking place when you have a Chazaka. Is they're both tools that were used by Beis Din Midai Raisa to go about and to tell the Yid what you're supposed to do b'matzav shel safek. But at the end of the day, they're not one and the same. Ad kidei kach, that Remeir doesn't go baser roiv, Ruba the lesser kamon, he's chayish lemiyuta, yet Remeir does go baser chazaka, despite the fact that in the world of roiv and chazaka, roiv wins all day, every day. Now, the truth is, does roiv really win all day, every day? No, there's one chazaka that roiv is not better than, that's cheskes mamon, but ve'in kana mokim laharach, right? Ain holchem b'mamon acher haroiv, amoytze mechaveri olav harayim, machlikis rav and shvul. But either way, again, this was just the shortest version possible, with a little bit of raid of Chulin Daf Yud Alef, as it relates to the rest of the raid. Again, every single line here is a sugya arucha. By the way, just appreciate it a little bit better. We had 10 makaris to Roiv, right? 10 makaris to Roiv. If you look at Tosfos and the Rishonim, they have kashes. How can we mention this? How can we mention that? So let me buy you all the sugyas that we spoke about just from going through the Gemara. If you went through the Gemara with Tosfos, you'd throw in another 25 sugyas, Bali Guzma, and all the raid, and all the different permutations of when you go Basir Roiv, and is Roiv Avada in the Tosfos Rosh and the sugya of Takfukayan. This touches on Ksubas Daf Tes and Nida Daf Beis. All the sugyas, Chamuris and Shah. But for now, we are going to stop here.